Krishna. Well, here in Hungary, at least in Budapest, tomorrow our Sankirtan book distribution marathon, Prabhupada marathon, is starting. And the farm devotees, they usually have a pre-marathon for a couple of weeks just to sort of get used to the non-farm life and non-farm mood and get away from things like the garden and the goshala and so many other things that they're doing. And very, very exciting, actually. Yeah, this is 28th marathon over here, which is, and hopefully will be the biggest marathon yet. Let's see. And this morning had quite a long class reading from the end of Bhagavatam and also just Srila Prabhupada's quotes on book distribution, starting from 1967 all the way to 1977. Prabhupada singled out book distribution as the most important aspect of Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada established it as the foundation in any spiritual organization, unless what's your constitution? What's it based on? Are you making things up? Or is this based upon an authentic spiritual tradition? Maybe for the man in the street, they don't necessarily have experience with Srimad Bhagavatam and books, some of which they have difficulty pronouncing the title and even the author. But no question, when it comes to going to the real authorities, at least the academic authorities in universities, they all know Bhagavad Gita, they know Vedic culture, they know Srimad Bhagavatam. More of those who are even more specialized know about Gaudiya Vaishnavism, Rupa Goswami. Some specialize in things like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So it's known. There's no two ways about it, that the foundation of the Krishna consciousness movement is based on an authentic spiritual literature, and that authentic spiritual literature was followed, passed down, explained through an authentic spiritual lineage, Madhava, Gaudiya, Vaishnav, Sampradaya. I've heard it said that up to Madhavacharya, our Sampradaya was known as the Brahma Sampradaya, and after Madhavacharya, up until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was known as the Brahma Madhava Sampradaya, and now it's called the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. And for that reason, it's so important. There's a lot of people in India doing deity worship, and they haven't got the faintest idea as what they're doing. They have no explanation for what it is. In fact, they don't even have any belief that what they're worshiping is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But and therefore importance of these texts can't be underestimated. But not only that it very important as a foundation of the society to authenticate our movement, but they are the pinnacle of spiritual revelation and disclose the highest possible spiritual attainment, which is even more explicitly described by the Goswamis or by our acharyas in pursuance of those texts. And of course the Abhideya, or the process of attainment of that perfection, is through, again, once again, a accepted religious tradition, Harinama Eva Kevalam. And therefore Srimad Bhagavatam ends, Nama Sankirtana Nisya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. This is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. In addition to Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's books being informative, authentic, and foundational, they're a living sound vibration. They are living things. They're not paper and words on paper bound in carton. They are actually the form incarnation. Krishna Swadharma Pagate Dharma Gihana Dibisaha. That this is actually Krishna. And so a whole different dimension enters into the concept of people coming in contact with these literature, because when they come in contact with them, they're coming in contact with Krishna. They're coming in contact with Krishna. And by coming in contact with Krishna, and then Srila Prabhupada describes in different letters, whether they just touch the book, whether they read a line, whether they read a page, they read the whole book, whether they give it to someone else, benefit is accumulative. They become blessed and more blessed and more blessed, and they become devotees. And in one nice letter, which I'm not going to be able to get at while I'm here doing puja, is where Prabhupada said that we should distribute books by reading them. Many nice people will become devotees, and they will go with us back home, back to Godhead. They will accompany us back to Godhead. So the additional feature that Prabhupada gives, and there's more, is that if people come in contact somehow or another with this transcendental literature, it will start their spiritual lives, and it can bring their spiritual lives to completion, to conclusion. And then, of course, there's another very important element, which we can't help but mention during the Christmas marathon or any time, is the benefit that accrues to the person who's distributing these books. So Krishna says, Yaidam Paramam Guhyam Mad Bhakteshya Vidashati. And he also is saying, Yaitan Mama Bhakteshu Sampadayat Sapushkalam Tasyaham Brahmadayasya Dadami Atmanam Atmana. There's someone who takes all the trouble, all the difficulty, and, well, sun's shining right now, but it's really windy, and I don't know what the temperature is. Probably 3-4 degrees, and in some places in Russia it's a lot colder. It's going to get colder. Devotees brave the weather, the antagonistic people, who knows, some officials and so many other things, just to give people, they don't even think they want. They want and they need, but they don't know. So Krishna here says, Yayatan Manabhakteshu. He says, these devotees who take all this trouble to go out and to give Krishna consciousness to others. So he says, Dadami Atmana Mahatmana. He says, I give them myself. That's a very condensed philosophical. It's a condensed statement that has great philosophical import. God realization is one thing. You realize Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but here Krishna says he gives himself. Krishna doesn't give himself very easily. You can see him at a distance. You can worship him. You can do so many things, but he's not going to give yourself. Himself to people very easily. Actually, the only people he gives himself to are to the residents of Vrindavan. And even then, most completely, he gives himself to the gopis. So here Krishna is making the statement that this service is such a confidential service, and that's also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that paramam guhyam. This is such a confidential service. That Krishna becomes obliged. And when he becomes obliged, when you become obliged to someone, you have to pay the debt. And the ultimate thing that you can do is to give yourself. So these are some of the points that we've been meditating on, and hopefully devotees will meditate on during the marathon. And that way we'll be able to distribute many books, benefit many living entities, please Srila Prabhupada and the disciplic succession, and of course, benefit ourselves. Hare Krishna.